director of Stageworks Hudson on Cross Street. And two actors in the current production, Danielle Skrostad and Timothy Denehan.
Well done.
And the play, which opened last weekend, is the world premiere of Tomorrow in the Battle by Kieran Berry. And Laura, I'm curious to know how you found this play and how you got to do the world premiere.
Well, we solicit new plays in many different forms, and one of them is that we receive either by email or by mail, letters and from playwrights, and this one I believe came by email, and our associate artistic director John Soule read the synopsis, and perhaps also there were 10 pages, that's usually what a playwright does, and said we'd like to read it, and requested the script, and John read it first, and said to me, Laura, you need to read this one, and so I did, and that's how we found this play.
The author is British, is he not?
I guess you could say British-American. He's British, he lives in the United States, mm-hmm. He lives in California, and in actuality, he's coming in this weekend to see the show. So we've been working with him throughout the rehearsal process and obviously prior to the rehearsal process. We're just very, very proud to be giving this play its premiere.
Well, you've gotten wonderful reviews, I have to say. I especially like the story about the man who... Tell the story about the man in the parking lot.
Oh, I guess he won't mind my saying this.
You don't have to name him.
Okay, a reviewer from a wonderful newspaper in Albany came to see the show. It was a last Sunday matinee, and about an hour and a half after the show went down that day, I was sitting at my desk and an email comes in through him, and I went, uh-oh, why is he emailing me this quickly? And I opened up the email and it said, written from the parking lot. I've already posted it. I've already posted the review on, I'm going to just say the Times Union. And I went, well, then this has got to be good, because no one would just send you bad news in an hour and a half. So I opened it up and saw the review. And I have to say, of course, we're extremely flattered, and actually my heart was very warm reading this great review, but it also was a piece of poetry in itself, because it was so heartfelt and as immediate as this play is in the performance of it is as immediate as his response to it was, and so that kind of continues the artistic portion of what we do when somebody writes something or says something. A lady called today, as a matter of fact, wanted to know a little clarification about the beginning, and made a donation, from seeing the play last night. So, this kind of immediate response is really, makes us feel good about what we do.
Danielle, you've been at Stageworks before, I believe.
Yes, I met Laura in 1995, I guess. I was doing a play at Columbia Green Community College, and what was that? Bus Stop, right?
It's Bus Stop, yeah.
And so we met at the party afterwards, and then she was doing a reading of a play called June Moon, which I did with her, and that was the beginning of, 20 years, a 20-year relationship. So I've done Lebensraum with Stageworks. I've done How I Learned to Drive with Stageworks. I've done The Countess with Stageworks, and a play called Brutal Imagination with Stageworks, as well as their many play festivals, that 10-minute play festival that they do every summer.
And you also ran our children's program.
Oh, that's right, yes.
This is Danielle has gone on, by the way, to have a wonderful career in the theater. She went to NYU grad school in acting, and just did a new play by Tony Kushner, one of our most wonderful playwrights in our country, and we're just happy to have her be a Stageworks alumni.
And Timothy, how did you end up in this place?
I don't know if we've got enough time for that one. It was I received an email. The actors community tends to be rather tight knit. Once you've got a friend, everybody you sort of look after each other's back. And a friend of mine shot me an email and said, this sounds like you, and you should contact StageWorks and see if you can be seen. And I shot off an email to Laura, who, bless her, called me back relatively quickly that evening. And we had a halting phone conversation because where I was terrible reception. So we were sort of, it was like trying to, I may as well have been in Reykjavik. We were trying to have this conversation that was just all broken and pockmarked. But I got that she would send me the play, and I had a read. And honestly, from the moment I started reading it, and especially once I finished it, I was totally hooked. I mean, there was nothing else that I wanted to do. I needed to be in this play. It was just, the script is probably some of the best writing I've ever had the good fortune to handle. It is an amazing piece of writing.
Well, can you tell us more about the play without giving anything crucial away? Because every review I read is intriguing and makes me want to run and see it.
Good.
But I still don't quite understand what it's all about. So whoever would like to tackle that one?
I can tell you a little bit, but really that's kind of the point. I mean, there was an interview that I gave somebody that I was talking to a little while ago, and I said the best way for me really to describe the play and the feeling of it is what would it be like to be watching a mystery that you didn't know was a mystery until the very end, and that really is what happens in this play. You've got a fantastic story. You've got three. Again, props to the writer. You've got three remarkably well-conceived characters and how their lives are interwoven. And it's their relationships are very, very human. They do they make very human mistakes, some of which are really quite funny, and how they try to deal with them and how they attempt to extricate themselves from rather precarious situations. And then and by the end of the play, literally the last moment of the play, will probably leave you wondering what it is that you've just experienced. It's a fantastic twist that comes that really throws a brand new light on everything that you've just spent the last 90 minutes watching. And what's very gratifying for us is after that moment, in a film, you know, you'll have a film where the credits roll and the audience will kind of sit there and be in stunned silence. And with a play, audiences are usually sort of compelled to begin applauding, because that's kind of the construct. That's what you do at the end of a play. And the audience really kind of, I think they almost wish that it was a film, so that they could sit there for a moment and not have to do anything, could just sort of take it in a little bit. So there's always this wonderful sort of stunned silence as the lights come up, which is very, very exciting to be a part of. There's a great energy that comes off of that.
And we're very appreciative of the reviewers for not spoiling. I mean, they've all been very careful to express their excitement about the play, but also not to ruin that experience for their readers. So we are very thankful for that.
How long a time did you spend rehearsing the play before the opening?
We rehearsed for 3.5 weeks. And then we opened on a Wednesday with two previews. So Wednesday and Thursday were the previews. And then the official opening was actually last Friday. So this is our second week. And it runs through September 2nd. So there's still plenty of opportunities to see it.
Yeah. And even the rehearsal process of this piece was a little bit of a mystery, because Kieran doesn't write any stage directions or give you any time. You know, usually in a script, it'll say, you know, Saturday, noon, a couple hours later. There really wasn't any of that. So you know, the first couple days, we all sat around trying to figure out, you know, where we were in relationship to where we were the last time you saw us. And it was really like, if it was very exciting to try to figure out you know, the timeline, because it was almost worked like a crossword puzzle, as opposed to how it usually feels when you work on a script, where you're really just focusing on who am I, who's my character, what am I doing, what do I want, you know, those kind of things. And this was it forced your brain to think more epically.
It's funny too, because very often a playwright who doesn't give you very much information, you know, I've always worked on the impression that they've chosen what words they want to give you and what words they don't. So when we were talking to him, just, you know, asking him a few questions and trying to anchor a few things, you could almost hear his reticence as far as just how much he was willing to divulge and whatnot. And finally, just as far as placing things in time, we were talking a little bit, and he gives some references. The, you know, we know it's Advent, so we know it's in the weeks leading up to Christmas, the final scene. And so we were just talking, and somebody was, one of us, I forget who it was pressing him for some time, and he could hear him almost on the other end of the line sort of scratching his head going, December 9th. And that was it. I mean, just grabbed a date out of the air and just go with that. Be fine. December 9th, and then, you know, work back from there.
His usage of words is absolutely brilliant, and I don't believe that there's one word that's misplaced. But by the way, Timothy, he did email, I think it was yesterday, he has something to add to one of your speeches.
Okay.
It's the word although. I mean, you know, so it's he's pretty remarkable. We've met him, you know, via the phone, but we're all really excited to you know, to meet him this weekend. He's very remarkable, and I think that this has been for all of us. It seems like it's been more like we've been together a long time, and it's really been a creatively joyous experience, and the audience feels that. It's what makes me remember why it is that I do this personally, but also, you know, the importance of the art, that coming together, that shared experience in a live fashion, you know, who we are as human beings, and the discussions afterwards. I mean, people don't leave the theater. We're still standing there, you know, an hour after the show is gone down. So, you know, we're just, I have to say, it's, you know, I run this theater, so of course I'm going to feel this way. But the fact that we have stage works and time and space and, you know, these walking the dog and all these theater companies, you know, working here in our county, it is so important. And of course, you know, we're taking even maybe a larger adventurous step in the producing of new work. And we love every single person that walks through our door, and we hope that you know, our community and the surrounding communities will consider, if you have never been to the theater, you know, come. And if you do go to the theater in New York City, I have to tell you that I can't count how many times people have come to StageWorks and said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know we had this up here." We go to the theater in the city. Well, we do the same kind of work, you know, and you know, we just really, really hope that people will patronize, you know, the performing arts in our county, and of course specifically for us, StageWorks. I don't know, maybe you guys want to talk about that, because you've done new plays and...
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would really add to that is the thing that... I live in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and typically I audition and work in and out of New York City, and, you know, this is the first time that I've been to Hudson, and I really didn't know what to expect, and I've just been blown away. I mean, first... to anyone within, you know, listening distance, and to all your listeners, Hudson, my God, what a fantastic little secret. It's such a fantastic town. And totally blown away by the quality of the culture and the scene and the music and the food and the restaurants and frankly, the theater. I mean, that's the thing that's really amazed me, that such a quaint little theater in such a quaint little town would get the world premiere of a playwright. I mean, it's not like it's a world premiere by somebody who's just sort of graduated from Hudson High School. This is, Kieran has awards from the Evening Standard in London. I mean, he's a major and real life playwright. There's nothing half-hearted about this. And the fact that StageWorks Hudson has secured the world premiere of this play, and the fact that we here in this wonderful sort of enclave are getting the opportunity to experiment and to bring it to life and to be the first people to sort of, you know, breathe life into the lungs of these characters is exciting. It's just frankly very thrilling. Kind of gives you goosebumps to think that opportunity is happening here. And you know, props to you, Hudson, for helping this happen.